State Superintendent Mark Johnson was the lone person to speak in favor of proposed legislation that would give money for classroom supplies directly to teachers during the State Board of Education meeting Thursday. State school board members raised concerns that mirror those of Charlotte-Mecklenburg school officials, who are concerned that Senate Bill 580 would not provide enough money for classroom materials. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The proposed legislation would give all North Carolina teachers $400 to spend when they wish on approved school supplies for their classrooms. The money would be made available to them through an app that they would use for purchases and reimbursements. State Superintendent Mark Johnson.
I'm excited about the $400 for teachers so that they can go and buy what their class needs when they need it is the best thing right now. It is using money that already goes to districts.
Last year, the state appropriated $47 million for local school districts to use for classroom supplies. According to state school board member Lisa Godwin, who is also a teacher, that amounted to just over $30 per student. For Godwin's class, that was a little over $700, much more than SB 580 would provide.
I'm a little scared that this bill could pass and that it's going to be even worse than what we're dealing with now. You cannot rent a classroom for 24 kids and provide for them what they need with that kind of money. So I advocated all last year and into this year for there to be an increase in funding. And that's what I thought I was getting. I thought they had listened, and they didn't.
Godwin, who was the state's 2017 Teacher of the Year, was supposed to be at Wednesday's press conference when Johnson and the bill's sponsors announced it in Raleigh. She says she changed her mind when she realized that the $400 was not the $18 million in new money the board had requested, but a reallocation of existing funding. Board member Jill Kamnet says $400 won't go far for teachers and thinks the legislation would backfire.
It may end up that teachers end up having to spend the money on copiers and printers and all sorts of things, software packages that are now covered.
Other board members pointed out that local districts save money by buying in bulk and get better deals for large orders, something they say will be lost with teachers making individual purchases through the app. But Johnson insists the bill is the way to go.
I expect that we will have a bumpy start. A kindergarten teacher is going to need more than an earth science teacher in ninth grade. We do not have the luxury right now of knowing what those numbers are, but this tool, this app, is going to give us that information. By seeing what teachers go and spend their money on, we'll be able to know directly what the needs are in the classroom.
Johnson says that information will help him make the case for increased education funds in future budget negotiations. Board members say they want to know more about the app, how much the company is making from the relationship, and if teachers will face tax implications with the direct payments. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.